This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan Days. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And welcome to Ramadan Dates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us humans on this earth as social beings. And there is no way for us to sort of live our lives without having the social interaction, having family around us, and also having friends. With us today to discuss friends in Islam is my good friend, Sheikh Bilal Dhannoun. How are you, Sheikh?
Barakallah fikum, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and thank you for the opportunity.
Jazakallah khair. Sheikh, we can't tend to live in this, you know, in this earth without having these social interactions, whether it's to do with family, and friends who sort of become bigger influences in some instances than our family themselves. What does our religion say about friendship?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallah, your introduction reminds me of an Arab saying, Rubba akhin laka lam talidhu ummuk.
Subhanallah.
It may be that you have a brother that your mother did not give birth to.
Now, many people have told me that we look alike. So that may be the case, inshallah.
Allahi barik fikum. Allah izzak ya Rabbi. May Allah yani bless our friendship and make our friendship from amongst those who be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
Ameen.
Whereby we love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu
Ameen
wa ta'ala.
Ameen ya Rabbi.
Without a doubt, I mean, we are social human beings and we need to have companionship. I mean, let's go back and look at Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, and his disciples.
That's right.
Okay, his companions, his friends. Let's look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, his friends. Okay, let's look at Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And when he was Prophet Joseph, when he was thrown into jail, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a couple of people in there to keep him, inshallah, entertained and sane.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them, Ya sahiba yisijni.
Ya sahiba yisijni. Oh, you know, the two friends of the jail. So companions are an important and integral part of life. But I guess the question is, are your companions bringing you up or taking you down? Because friends are like lifts.
Okay.
There are those friends who will elevate you and there are those friends who will bring you down. Okay. So it's really important now to be mindful of who your friends are. And hence we have the Arab saying, another Arab saying that says, قُلْ لِمَنْ تُصَاحِبْ أَقُلْ لَكَ مَنْ أَنْتَ. Tell me who you are befriending, and I will tell you who you are. And really, who you are associating with is a big reflection of who you truly are. And your tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you your future, as some other person said.
Yes.
Because you know that really does dictate who you're going to ultimately be. And even in the world of business, if you look at very successful people, entrepreneurs, you will see that they, the people around them usually are very business savvy. Likewise, if you look at religious people, you see that the people that they associate with are quite religious, pious, righteous people. So without doubt, we all need friends, and it's part of who we are as human beings. But the question is, you know, what type of friends do we have?
So this brings me to my next question. What is the Islamic criteria in terms of picking and choosing your friends? Sometimes you may grow up with people in a particular suburb or a particular school and they sort of become your friends for life. Other times you actually have the opportunity to pick and choose who you want to befriend. What's the Islamic criteria in terms of picking friends?
Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili, that a person is on the path or on the way or the lifestyle, of his buddy, of his close companion.
His mate, yes.
Right? Mm. So it is important that we now we associate with people who are going to allow us to grow spiritually, in our emotional self, in every way possible. So Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a very beautiful analogy that is no secret to the average Muslim. And he gave the analogy of the perfume seller and the blacksmith.
That's right.
You spend time with the perfume seller and he's either going to sell you some perfume, give you some perfume, or you're going to walk out of his perfumery
smelling good.
Smelling amazing, mm-hmm. right? Or you spend time with the blacksmith and what's going to happen? He's, you know, going to burn your clothes. Or you're going to
walk out with a foul smell.
So you know, your friends play a massive role. And here the Prophet in more than one hadith is bringing to our attention the importance of good companionship, good friendship. Okay, and this is really the challenge for every Muslim, that to always be mindful and to be conscious of who their friends are, because truly, without a doubt, your friends are going to be taking you this way or that way, and hence the Arab saying, "As-sahibu sahib," that your friend
has a pulling effect.
It's going to pull you this way or that way. Mm. So you really need to be mindful of who your friends are. Just because you grew up with those individuals, it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to have to remain with them as close buddies for the rest of your life, especially if they are people who are not going to allow you to meet your human need of growth, to grow in your iman, in your faith, in your in other skills in your life.
SubhanAllah, that's some good definitions and advice from yourself, Sheikh Bilal. We'll go to a break, and when we come back, we'll be speaking more about friendship in Islam.
Ramadan days. Ramadan is a time for giving generously to those less fortunate. Your generosity will help distribute food packs to over 20,000 families. You can feed a family of five for the whole month of Ramadan for just $50. With a 100% donation policy and no admin fees, donate this Ramadan to maximize your rewards at sadaqah.org.au.
Ramadan Dates. Welcome back to Ramadan Dates. I want to ask you about a specific instance where someone may have recently become practicing their religion, and they tend to have had some friends who might have been quite bad in terms of the influence. So his group of friends is not very good from an Islamic perspective. Is there any, you know, any situation where that person can say, I want to stick and hold on to my friends because I want to give them da'wah? Or should that person sort of isolate himself from these people that have had a negative, that could have a negative influence on him?
Without doubt, if you have a friend who's on the deen, you know, who's practicing their faith, mm-hmm. this is a friend that you really want to hold on to. That's mm-hmm. let's say that from the very outset. And as the saying goes, a friend in deen is a friend indeed.
Okay, nice. You've got all these nice sayings.
You know, friends are so important. They're very, very powerful in really shaping who you are. And, you know, at the end of the day, who we are and what makes our identities is either your environment, your influences, or your experiences.
And your behavior.
Behavior. Mm. And so, subhanAllah, we will find, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless everybody with hidayah, with guidance, and Islam, and iman, and taqwa, okay? And that when that kicks in, you're going to realize that there are people around you who don't share that vision. So the first thing that you want to do, Allah has blessed you with that, invite them. Be a true friend. A true friend is somebody who's going to point out your faults.
Gently. That's right.
Okay. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does mention, you know, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ حِكْمَةِ wisdom, and a goodly admonition.
So there's a proper approach.
So just because now Allah blessed me with guidance and He chose me to become guided, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, that He did, I'm not going to be selfish and just walk away from my friends and not try and exercise every single avenue I can to get them on board, because I found something that is beautiful. And now my challenge as a true friend is to point out, okay, where this person is going wrong gently. And I love the analogy that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us when he said, "Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min." He said, the believer is the mirror,
reflection,
a reflection of another believer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's think about the mirror for a moment. When you stand in front of your mirror, okay, and your mirror is pointing out your blemishes, your faults, your hat that's probably stunted, your hijab that's probably out of line, do you get upset with your mirror?
No, of course
not. Do you smash your mirror?
No, of course
not. Do you tell it off? Aren't you grateful about towards your mirror? Mm. Of course you are. And that's how you should be as a friend who points out your faults and your blemishes and things that need to be corrected. So do we leave these friends and we just walk away? I don't believe that's right. I don't believe in burning bridges. Don't burn your bridges. Keep a connection, even if it's a hair string, whereby there's that little bit of a connection where he's pulling, but you don't pull too much, and then you're pulling, but he doesn't pull too much. Keep that connection with them, because you never know. If you break that connection, it's going to be very hard every time you see that person. So let the person know, look, I'm now, be honest. Mm-hmm. Say, look, I'm now following a certain protocol, lifestyle, and inshallah ta'ala, share your standards. Okay, I'm now following this lifestyle. It's nothing personal. It's just who I am now as an individual.
SubhanAllah, that's good word of advice. And I like how you said, don't burn the bridges. But there are instances sometimes whereby your group, your crew, let's call them, or your old buddies, let's say, maybe sort of pulling you back from the hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and negatively influencing you. Do you think in that instance one should sort of separate and he's better off alone? What are your thoughts?
I believe, look, if they are bringing you down and they are influencing you in a negative way, then yeah, you need to politely, respectfully, you know, move away. I don't believe any environment that is toxic, I mean, you know, should be an environment that we're engaging in that will not allow us to grow. But I guess it's that wisdom. It's how, it's your approach. You know, that's the most important, and that's the challenging part, I guess, the approach mm-hmm. that you're going to take to move away without creating serious damage.
Can you define for me what a good friend is?
I believe there are three things to look out for when it comes to a good friend. First of all, is to look for their deen.
Yes.
To look at, are they an individual that's going to allow you to grow in your deen, to allow you to become a better person? Okay, that's the first one, the deen, in terms of their salah. They're going to remind you that even when you look at them, subhanAllah, they remind you of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, there are certain individuals, you look at them and they remind you of faith. They remind you of your identity as a Muslim. So I think the deen is very, very important. And secondly, that they have to have good manners and good character. Unfortunately, we have Muslims that may have deen, they are practicing, but when it comes to their mannerisms, when it comes to their language and the way they speak and conduct themselves, it's very un-Islamic. Mm-hmm. And manners play a massive role in Islam. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarimul akhlaq." I have been commissioned to perfect good moral character. So I'd be looking for the deen, I'd be looking for the character of that person.
And on that, you also find the opposite is also true. So there are people that have some really good conduct and character, but they actually lack the deen aspect as well.
Absolutely, well said. Mm. They can have deen, but no character. They can have character, but no deen. Mm-hmm. So we want them to work hand in hand. This is the ideal friend. And then they are a friend also who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with some wisdom. This is the ideal friend. Like if we can find that friend who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with hikmah, with wisdom, that can offer you that guidance, that can direct you in a way that is going to benefit your worldly life and benefit your hereafter. These are three characteristics that I believe we should be, inshallah ta'ala, be looking for. But like you said before, the character is very important. And if you are careless with how you conduct yourself towards the people around you, then they are going to be, they are going to care less about you.
SubhanAllah.
Very, very important to always be mindful of your character. And subhanAllah, when it comes to friendships, friendships play a massive role in shaping who we are and yani how we are going to either grow or stay the way we are.
You know, you find our friends in this life, they assist us, they are there for us when we need them, they give us advice, they help us out when we are in need, and that's what a close friend does. But what's so amazing is that in Islam, the friend also has a relation to the afterlife. What can you tell us about this?
SubhanAllah, you reminded me of a verse from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about the close friends, al-akhilla, your khalil, very tight, you know, near friend. Al-akhilla'u yawma'idhin ba'duhum li-ba'din adu. He said that, subhanAllah, the first thing Allah mentions here, that those who were close friends on that day, meaning the day of judgment, are going to be enemies of one another. So that means most close friends are going to be enemies on the day of judgment. He starts off with this. And he says what after that?
Illa
al-muttaqeen. Except for those who have taqwa, who have piety, which is one of the greatest objectives of Ramadan, to gain piety and to gain that God consciousness, the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, the friend that you're looking for to benefit your hereafter is a friend of taqwa, is a friend on the deen, insha'Allah ta'ala, who's going to allow you to grow in your spiritual intelligence, insha'Allah ta'ala. And there is another verse in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ, that the oppressor, the one who oppressed himself, the one who oppressed others, he's going to be biting on his two hands, not just one, two hands.
You know, in regret.
Regret. You know, when you bite on your hands, it's like, you know, you're in that regret, right? And remorse. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. I wish I took with the messenger his path, the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the salah and the siyam and the zakat and all those beautiful things that Islam teaches us, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, offered Islam. He says, on that day, he goes, يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا.
Woe be to me.
Woe be to me. لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. The only regret he will have, okay, is that I wish I didn't take such and such as a friend. They have misguided me. That's what the verse continues to say. So we don't want to be in that regret mode on the day of judgment. And in order to do our future self a favor, when it comes to that moment, that day, that standing point is to ensure today my friends are going to be those who will allow me to have taqwa, allow me to grow, allow me to be the best version of myself. And that's the ideal friend that we should always be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for.
SubhanAllah. And there is, on the flip side, obviously there is a great reward. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that on the day of judgment, there are seven types of people who will receive the shade when there is no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, of these people is two people who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come together for that purpose and they separate for that purpose. No other worldly benefit, but they have the love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, I love you for the sake of Allah, Sheikh Bilal. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, Allah love you too.
And thank you for watching. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ramadan Day.